That conference is next week.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
You're going to edit that out, Mark. By the time this comes out, it's... But Luke, congrats! Happy birthday! No?
I don't know. I just
that was amazing. No, the balloons. We saw the balloons.
I know. I saw them too. I don't know how I did it. I put my hands somewhere and balloons appeared.
Oh! Okay.
See us at the WEC conference.
Hey everybody, Brian Carr here from Archer. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Direct Connect. I have my esteemed colleague, former boss, and just all around good guy, Brent Castagnetto, here with me today. Two of us are going to talk about a topic that I think everybody's pretty familiar with, conference attendance, trade shows, whatever type of industry events. We're going to talk about some attendance things, like why you should go, what you should do, maybe why you shouldn't go, and among other topics. So welcome, Brent. You ready to kick us off with some thoughts about attending a conference?
Yeah, I do. And thanks, Brian. Thanks for that introduction. I don't know.
Which, by the way, I was your star employee, remember?
Star employee. I don't know how many stars you ended up with. I think with it's conference season, right? Spring brings on conferences that often we start with, WEC conferences or NERC conferences or just general trade shows. I think it's an opportunity to kind of give some advice out there from what we've seen, both as attendees and participants, as vendors, and, where you can get the most value out of those events. And I think, back to when I was presenting during conferences, I didn't really... I wanted to provide, when I was working at WEC, as much value as possible. And every time I present for EnergySec or other groups, I always look at, okay, who's my audience, understand that audience, and then try to convey as meaningful and relevant a message as possible. But often we go to conferences and we find that message may have been lost, or there's something lost in translation in the sense that whoever's presenting isn't presenting relevant material. And so we tend to check out. I think, okay, what makes a good conference, right? What qualifies as a good conference, and how do you know the difference? And really, my I think best estimation or my recommendation on what qualifies is really got to spend time looking at the agenda, look at the speakers, look at the material, understand that does this content really play in my world? If I'm focused on internal controls, do I want to be out at NRECA, a cyber tech conference? Well, maybe not. That's where you have to dig into the material and understand that, getting the most bang for your buck. And when we're talking travel dollars to conferences, those are precious, right? Those are the, really challenging to kind of get the purse strings pulled in the right direction so that you can go to those conferences. So make the most of it. By doing your due diligence, doing your homework beforehand, and finding out what the relevant material is, and is it going to map to what my job role is at the organization. That's my initial thought. You want to build on that, Brian?
Yeah, I think you build on it. I think, yeah, the content is a big thing. I remember, many times, obviously, we presented a lot when we were at WEC. That was a regular thing, and you always hope that your message would be useful to somebody. But one of the things I realized, probably halfway through my tenure at WEC was, standing in the back of the room, and you do this at any conference, but standing in the back of the room and looking at people, they're on their phones or on their laptops or doing email, they're not necessarily consuming that message as you present it. They're going to have the slides later, or they're going to, whatever the package is that they're going to be able to review later, is making sure you get that material, for one, that it's available, because if it's something that's, which is pretty rare anymore, but somebody's going to present something that's not going to be made available, whether it's a recording or the, the PowerPoint slides or whatever. But having that later on so you can review it, because everyone's got 15 things going on. I think another big thing, you had mentioned making sure that the topics were something that interests you, that were applicable. I think where we really want to go with this is what we get the most value out of at a conference is the other people. So the networking opportunities, that plays into kind of that evaluation of, hey, are these topics and speakers something that would help me, but also like, who's the audience is going to be attending this conference? And are those peers or people that, you know, I want to get to know and expand your network? For me personally, that's been the biggest takeaway from any conference or any trade show or anything, is the networking opportunities. Funny story about that. I attended a SIPSE. I don't remember where it was now. Totally just blanked on it. But this was probably 2011 or 2012. Before I came to WEC, I was at PacifiCorp. And seated two seats down from me was this guy at DHS named Nick Weber. And I didn't meet him at that conference, didn't know him, you know, didn't know who he was or what he'd do. And here we are. We ended up working at WEC together. And now we're both managing partners at Archer together. You never know who's going to be at these conferences. And you never know down the road who you're going to meet, you know, who you're going to get to know. It's really kind of interesting. But a lot of people, you know, I tell people all the time, it's like, this is a pretty small merry-go-round. If you're talking just the compliance, especially the SIP compliance world, it's a pretty small merry-go-round. You see a lot of the same people over and over again, whether they change jobs or you see them at other other conferences and that. So the network is a big part of that. So I think that's something we can talk a little more about that, about how to make the best of that. But
I think to me, that's the most valuable effort. If I were a subject matter expert working for, utility or wherever I am, it's that networking, understanding what other people who share your role are doing to accomplish compliance, not only compliance, but from a security practitioner perspective. What are the tools, technology that they're leveraging that maybe I should be leveraging or my organization should be leveraging? And then you can really come back from some of these conferences a hero with, hey, look at all this automation that we could bring to bear to resolve some of the things that we're doing manually. And you only gain that or glean that knowledge and understanding through spending time with people. So 100% agree, the value to me is those networking breaks, those opportunities to interface with my colleagues that are doing similar or the same work that I'm doing. Not to mention, you have the opportunity to kind of flesh out some vendors there, right? Often at these events, there are vendors, vendor booths, vendor tables, where you can look at some of these tools and technology, that you can talk with some of these people that have been doing this for decades in some instances and have great resources at their disposal. And guess what? Those people know people as well. So you can get plugged in, as Brian mentioned, meeting new people that you hope to interact with down the road. It's about building your own personal network that can support and strengthen your role in your current organization. So to me, that's a huge value add.
You mentioned about the vendors. Let's explore that a little bit. Meeting with the vendors. I think it's an important point. Not talking about Archer, but whether it's technology vendor or anybody else, their networks are generally pretty big too. So it's a good idea. You may not need whatever software, whatever service this particular vendor is offering, but to get to know them and to be able to leverage their network as well, saying, hey, I have this, problem that needs to be solved. You can't solve it. Who do you know? Mm-hmm. That's always a question. Like, who do you know that works in this space? Or who do you know that uses this particular technology? Like, I'm trying to find somebody. Your vendors are great resources because they touch everybody. They're across the country, multi-disciplines, even multi-industry, a lot of them deal in a lot of different industries besides just critical infrastructure or power. So there's a big network there to be able to tap into. So don't be afraid to talk to the vendors. I know, some people are pretty hesitant about it, but more like go with the question of, what can you do for me? Who do you know that can help me solve a problem or help me get better at, whatever it is I want to.
Yeah.
Back on the personal networking side, there are folks, I guarantee you, one of the things that's surprising to me, now being on, we kind of learned it on the WEC side, right? And it's even more so now that we've been with Archer and on the consulting side, is just about everybody struggling with the same issues. It's just nobody really wants to talk about it. Nobody really wants to, certainly nobody wants to put it in email or in the WICF forum, like, hey, I'm really having a hard time with this or that. If you can make those personal connections, you'll realize that you have, from a work standpoint and a compliance standpoint, a lot in common with just about everybody out there. There's common struggles that everybody faces. You may feel like you're on kind of an island because you're in your organization, you're working, you know, your head's down, you're trying to figure this out, trying to solve these problems. The reality is there's 100 other people in other organizations doing the exact same thing. So, you know, this isn't meant to be a message like, oh, you're not alone. But no, it's really, you're not alone in that you have other people and you can meet these folks and get to know them and work on similar problems together a lot of times by, you know, attending various industry events or, you know, conferences. So that's another angle of looking at things, the importance of it. Go ahead, Brent.
So well said. And I think of a story that I'm reminded of a story that came up at a conference when we were working at WEC and we were running a conference. And it was back in the days when NERC in their infinite wisdom was posting the compliance application notices. Oh, remember yeah. The CANs?
Oh, yeah.
And basically dictating how thou shalt maintain compliance and expectation and setting new precedent that hadn't been out there before. To your point about people are struggling with the same issues, there's strength in numbers. So being at those types of conferences, interfacing with not only regional authorities, but NERC and FERC authorities, you have the opportunity to have your voice heard. And you can gather momentum by coordinating with these newly found colleagues and partnering together to kind of say, this isn't right. And this is not the expectation that the standard drafting team or not the way they intended to go. And that's a NERC specific thing, but you know, the rules apply across the board, regardless of regulatory framework. I think there's strength in numbers by understanding the problem, coordinating together in a meaningful way and coming up with solutions that will help, you know, resolve those from your industry perspective.
Yeah, spot on. Brent, give me your thoughts on, you know, we talked about travel dollars and those kind of things, you know, justifying to your management, you know, the dollars for attending this. What are some of the tactics or, I guess, suggestions you would offer
to
help folks justify it?
It's a great question. Yeah, to build that case, I mean, you have to build a case. I mean, that's where I start, right? You have to build a case for what the value proposition is for your organization. Understanding as a subject matter expert, if you just send over the agenda or the speakers or the website to the conference, that's probably not going to get the ball rolling as far as those purse strings loosening up for you. So you have to come up with a not only cost benefit analysis, but the true value proposition. And the most effective way I've seen that done is being very detail oriented in a write up that says, here are the speakers I intend to want to engage with. Here are the personnel and staff that I'm interested in meeting. Oh, by the way, there are going to be a number of entities or organizations that are like-minded. We're going to be there with ideas and thoughts that we don't have insight to in any other form or fashion. So building that case and really doing a good job in building that case to senior leadership inside your organization will help those purse strings untether a bit and allow that budget to flow for you. And like I said, take the time to build a good case to evaluate the appropriate avenue or venues that you intend to participate in. So
yeah, now spot on. I'll add on to that on the back end of the conference when you get back. It's also extremely valuable to provide, you know, a brief summary or write up of what was discussed. You know, what contacts did you make? Who are some of the folks that you talked to and some of the things they're going to be able to help you with to do your job better, to solve a problem. Like I said, leveraging that network, if you provide a, you know, brief write-up, and some organizations do this. I think a lot of it is manager specific, but really look at it, should be a consistent habit for you as you come back from a conference to kind of return, report on what was said and how it affects your organization, how it affects, you know, whether it's compliance or otherwise. That's another valuable way to close the loop on that justification, to kind of finish it out to say, hey, we got a lot of value out of this, or, well, this one was good, but, you know, maybe next time they'll have some other things that are even better for us. So,
yeah. And I'd say do that on the front end, right? Do that on the front end, make that part of your business. I'm going to bring this data back and I'm going to disseminate it to those who need it and share it with them in a meaningful way. So that requires you to pay attention during the sessions that you're supposed to be engaged in. So I think that's important too, to make sure that not only are they seeing that on the front end value, they're going to come back and share this information with all of the staff, but then doing a good job of that on the back end, like you said, is so important. Well said.
Another aspect of conference trade show attendance that nobody wants to talk about, and we often joke about it, some people call it a job fair. So understand that you'll come in contact with a lot of people, a lot of other organizations who have similar roles and responsibilities perhaps as you do. So another way to look at it, again, don't provide this justification to your boss, though. It probably won't go very well. But if you're interested in, making a move, looking to change roles or go to a different organization, attending conferences, trade shows, other, presentations as a way, again, all leverages the network and people that you meet there. But that is a great way to get to know people and say, I really like that guy. Maybe I'd like to apply for a position in his organization, or, this company is doing some great things. I'd love to work for that organization. So don't discount that. I know people don't want to talk about that and say, oh, we're sending you to this conference so you can go find another job. Well, people do it, and it's just a fact of life. So there's a lot of the same principles and things that we've been talking about in terms of leveraging the network could apply there as well if you're looking to job hop or looking for a new opportunity.
Expanding horizons.
Expanding horizons. What else, Brent? Anything else we would talk about on conferences?
I want to understand what you think on why you shouldn't go.
Oh yeah, we didn't touch on why you shouldn't go.
Yeah.
I think I'll key off of what you said kind of in the beginning about the content and who's presenting. Understand that, especially in the compliance world and the SIP world, the content can tend to run dry. While there's new standards or changes to standards that come out, oftentimes what I see at some of these conferences and different presentations is the same information just hashed a different way and presented as if it's new. So kind of have to have that discerning eye to look at not just the title of the presentation, but like you said, who's presenting it? What's really the meat of that presentation? Is it really worth it? I would say, oftentimes it's not, but also recognize that there may be 10 presentations at a particular conference, and there's one of them that you're very interested in that could be very valuable. And the other nine, you're on your laptop doing email and, Facebook or whatever people do these days. So, there could be reasons. Obviously, if it's a conference that just completely doesn't apply, let's say you're, a cybersecurity expert and, you're the firewall guy for the organization and the conference is heavy on, let's say, physical security and, vulnerability assessments and things like that. Maybe that's not the right avenue. Certainly if it's somebody, a lot of content that you've already heard that you're very familiar with, maybe turn on the webinar option, on the side while you're at work, not have to spend those precious travel dollars to go to it, but you may be able to glean a couple of things from it. Those are kind of the main things, I think, why you wouldn't go. Obviously, if there's, maybe they didn't pick a good hotel. I mean, you could really be a diva about it and like, I really don't like that downtown Marriott. It's, it's not a great place. So I don't know. I'm sure somebody does that.
I'm sure. I have no doubt. And I agree with you. I think, making sure the content is relevant is critical to making sure you're in the right spot. Because I have been to conferences, and you have as well, where it's like, there's no value in
this. Many.
I'm here, but, I'm making those connections, networking, that's great. But what can I take back to my organization to strengthen us, right? So that's the question, the key question that you have to ask yourself in looking through those agendas to say, is this really technical conference that I'm going to, or this hacker convention, is it going to add value to my organization and how? Once you've ascertained that question and understand, hey, it's relevant for me, then build that case and go get the money. But just be cognizant of, not every conference is equal and not every, vendor fair is going to be the value that you need. So making sure that it's, applicable to your role, responsibility in the organization is important.
Yeah, spot on. All right. I think we covered it all. Let's wrap it up. Thanks, Brent, for joining us and sharing your thoughts, and I'd love to see the total number of conferences we've collectively attended. Well into the hundreds. I mean, it's been a lot, and I think back to some that were very valuable, and like you said, others that were not so much. But hopefully this has been a little helpful for you to kind of sit back and think about and look at some of the trade events and other conferences or other presentations that you're thinking about attending, and help you either justify attending or justify not attending for that matter. That's up to you. But thanks everybody for joining us for another Direct Connect. We hope to see you again here soon. See you later.
I'm going to add one more thing.
Oh,
One
add one
more
more thing. Okay, hold on.
final parting shot.
All right.
Brian and I will be at the WEC conference
Oh,
in
yes.
March. So we will be there. We can talk through this discussion or any other challenges or issues that you're facing in the
Yeah.
March one. So
Yeah.
we'll be
Thanks.
there the 26th through the 28th, and I'm
Yep.
happy to see some folks and catch up with friends we haven't seen for a while. So it's a great opportunity to mix and mingle again.
Yeah, and also I know Stacy Bressler will be there next week at the WEC conference. Nick Weber will be there as well. So come and find one of us at the WEC conference. It'll be a good time. Like Brent said, looking forward to seeing a lot of folks that we know and love and have worked with in the past. So for sure, come find us and chat. So all right, that wraps it up. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Direct Connect. Brent's trying to get the balloons to go again. Oh, no. Wait, I saw it.
I got a bubble.
Oh, you
Thumbs
got a
up.
bubble. Okay. And appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Not only is Direct Connect available to listen to, you can also watch each episode on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@ArcherU. If you're interested in who we are and what we do, you can head on over to our website at archerint.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Archer International on Facebook, Archer Energy Solutions LLC on LinkedIn, and at Archer SEC on Twitter. Thanks for listening, and check back every other week for brand new episodes of Direct Connect.